Yes, 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 yes. Oh my God, that's him.
Holy shit. God. We did it. We actually found him. I can't believe how easy it was, too. He's so stupid.
I know, right? It's like he wanted us to find him, leaving breadcrumbs on his social so only his most dedicated followers could find him.
And of course, that's us. Oh, he's gonna love this. I just know it. Let's just follow our plan. You go and distract him. I'll get ready for phase two.
Yes, we got this.
Hi there. So sorry to bother you, but I just had to approach you. You look really cute, and I just wanted to say...
Hi, cutie. Don't be scared. Just let it happen.
Perfect. That was so easy. It's like kidnapping a dog.
Oh, and there she is with the van already. Fantastic timing. Okay, let's get him in.
Eek! I'm so excited. Can I smell his hair when we get him in the van? Maybe one more.
Jesus, he's slow. I'll try the water. Yes, that'll do it. Welcome back to Earth, baby.
I've been dreaming of this moment for so long. He's even cuter when he's all drenched, tied up, and helpless. Do you like it on the ground, puppy?
Come on, doggy. Sit up and look at her when she's speaking to you. I know it's hard when you're tied up, but I know you can at least sit up like a good boy. There you go. Oh, you're so adorable. Look at him, babe. He's so obedient, and we didn't even really have to hurt him.
I'm so excited about our new puppy. Did you have a good sleep, puppy? You were so tired. We thought you'd be happy to be back home. God, I almost forgot that we're supposed to stick to the script.
You're doing great, babe. He's too simple to notice anyway. Excuse me? What do you mean this is not my house? Yes, it is. You've been living here forever. Don't make us sad by saying such mean things.
Are you okay, puppy? Did you get a concussion while playing? Don't you remember all the memories we have in this lovely house? Especially this basement?
Here, we'll give you some pets to calm you down.
Does that feel good, baby? Did you hear that? Oh, so, so cute. I love it when he gets all flustered and confused.
That was so adorable. Those little stutters sound so sweet. Do you want more pets, sweet boy? Are they helping you feel better? Nod for us if you want more. That's a good boy. Thank you for nodding for us. You're doing so good.
Are you still feeling confused? Do you know your name?
Tell us your name, puppy.
Yes, very good. And where do you live?
Now don't say such silly things. Of course you know where you live. It's right here, with us. Now say it.
You're making us feel very sad, puppy. Why are you lying to us? Why are you saying such weird and confusing things? You're not trying to gaslight us, are you?
Is our cute little boy trying to manipulate us? Why else would you be telling us lies?
You need to shut up now, puppy. You're making us feel really sad and angry. I guess we'll just need to help you remember all the good times we had here.
If that's what he needs to stop being so mean to us, I'll tie him to the pillar here. Come on, puppy. We're just making sure he can sit back and relax now. That's a good boy. Oh. look at that face. Those cheeks. Can I squeeze them? Nod for me if I can squeeze them. Thank you. And your beautiful hair. Can I touch that too? So soft. Such a pretty, pretty boy.
He is. Oh, I want to touch him too. Is that okay, puppy? Oh, his hair is really soft. And he has a pretty neck too. And his lips. Even just tracing him with my fingers is delicious. But yes, let us jog your memory, puppy. We're going to keep touching you, okay?
That was not a clear nod for us, baby. Now nod if it's okay that we're going to keep touching you.
Ugh, it's so much easier if you just agree with everything we do. Fucking nod for us.
Are you deaf? Fucking nod, you worthless dog.
Yes, yes, good boy. See? You know you want it, baby. You know your body wants it. Maybe your stupid puppy brain is just a little slow. It is, isn't it? Are you a stupid fucking dog?
Look at you, learning so fast. Good boy. That's why you have us. You're too stupid to think for yourself. Now we're gonna start touching you lower and lower. Okay, puppy? Keep telling us how much you like it.
I love when you let us know you like it, baby. And does it help your memory if I start rubbing on your crotch like this? Are you starting to remember all the wonderful times we had in this basement?
I think he wants to say something. Speak up, puppy. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? You have to go that bad? Are you sure it's not a ploy for us to untie you?
No, I know you haven't gone pee since took you to the park.
Well, if you need to go that bad, you can just go right here. Yes? What do you not understand? The floor is simple to clean, and we were going to take your pants off anyway.
God, it's really not that complicated, puppy. Piss yourself.
Yes, we're serious. We're not untying you. You can either piss yourself right now or try to hold it in until you inevitably do anyway.
It's your choice, puppy. Good boy. You look so cute when you struggle.
There you go. I love it when puppy is embarrassed. Look at him blush. He can't even look at us while he's pissing his pants.
You're doing so good, puppy. Isn't that such a relief? I bet you feel a lot better now, don't you? No more full bladder. Just you, covered in your own piss.
See? Everything is so much easier when you just listen to us.
Did that help stir your memory yet, baby? You recall where home is now?
It seems he doesn't remember yet. You continue touching him down there. Maybe undo his pants? That might help.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's get you out of those wet pants, pup.
Don't forget his undies.
Look at how pretty it is.
It's even better in real life. Your drawings were really accurate, though. That's crazy. But let's keep it together. We got this.
Yes. You know how much I love your dick, sweet boy. Don't you remember all the times I've made you feel so good? How else would I know exactly what you like?
Don't look so scared, pup. You felt this a million times before. You must be so confused that you've forgotten all these wonderful moments. Don't worry. We'll make sure you never forget again.
Let's see if it rings a bell when I lick you like this. How does that feel, baby?
It feels good, doesn't it, pup? Look at her. Look at her so licking pretty. And sucking your pretty cock. Don't be scared.
Puppy's cock is so good.
You're gonna watch her do it. Even if I have to hold your head in place, sweet boy. I bet you like feeling my hand on the back of your neck. Making you look at her.
And she only feels and sounds like he enjoys it. Don't be shy. Let us see how much you love this.
You heard her, baby. Don't keep it in. Let us hear your enjoyment. She's working so hard to make you feel good. The least you could do is let her savor the results of her work.
There you go. That's a good boy.
Maybe I should help you with that. Scoot over, babe. We can do it together. Let me just...
See, pup? Your life is so much easier and so much better when you listen to us.
Oh, that's so fucking good. I know that we could do this all day, but how about you get on top of him? I think you'd both enjoy that. Right, puppy?
That's such a good idea. And since he's learning to be such a good, obedient boy for us, we'll have to reward him.
I'll loosen up the ties here. So you can get on top of him better. There you go.
Lovely. Let me just get on top of you, cutie. You want to be inside of me, baby? Do you want to feel that warm, wet, soft pussy that you love so much? I know you do. Say please for me.
You heard her. It's only polite.
I can't hear you, baby. Say it louder. Good boy. Now you get a treat.
I'll be here right next to you, sweet boy. I'll hold your pretty little head so you can't look away from her. Do you like feeling my nails dig into your neck? I know you do. Oh, I love watching you do.
Oh, puppy.
I'm sure that this is jogging your memory now, isn't it, puppy? See? You've been with us all along. You've lived here for years. How could you forget? Are you just that much of a dumb puppy?
That's okay. We love dumb puppies. We love stupid puppies. brainless little mutts like you. Especially when they make us feel so good.
What do you think, babe? Does our stupid little pet deserve to come?
Well, not that he's behaving so well. I think he does.
Did you hear that, pup? Just keep it in until we say so.
Oh, I'll make you feel really good, baby.
Oh, is our little pet having a tough time? Keep it in, puppy. Hold it until we say so. You can do it.
I think he's getting really close. Aren't you? Aren't you, pup? Yeah. Yes, you are, puppy. Yeah.
I'll count down from five, and then you can come for us. Five. Four. Three. Hold it. Hold it, baby. Two. And get off of him, babe. He can come all over himself. One. Come for us, puppy. You can't keep it in anymore, can you?
There you go, puppy. Oh. She's all over yourself.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, did you not expect that, sweet boy? And her getting off was the last straw, wasn't it?
Oh, look at this pathetic little pet. Covered in his own piss and his own cum. You're a stupid little toy, aren't you?
You are so lucky, that pathetic, desperate, and stupid little puppies are our favorite.
And what's more? You'll get to spend the rest of your life with us. Aren't you happy?
Let's get him a bath, shall we?
Let's.
Hey there, Lena here. I hope you enjoyed listening to this audio. This was my first real collab. How cool is that? It was so lovely and interesting and wonderful to hear my script come to life. And of course, I want to thank my wonderful friend, Sleepy Eepy Girl, for collaborating with me. We've been talking about this for ages, so I'm so happy that we could finally do this. And as always, I'm here with a little bit of aftercare. I want to remind you, first of all, that if you enjoy audios with themes like these, there's nothing wrong with you. It's totally normal and natural to want to explore these kinds of fantasies. I do too, and audios are such a good way to do that. I want you to savor all the feelings that you're having right now if you had fun with this audio, and I will be reading you a poem. This one's called Sonnet for a Tall Flower Blooming at Dinner Time by Yona Harvey. Southern flower, I want to quote the bard, to serenade you, to raise a glass to you. Long and tall, you are always parched and hungry. You wobble in strong winds. You pull your bright hair when it rains. You toss off the lint of dandelions. You lean into the evening haunts with your indifferent afro. You were born in the old world city, the invisible dark girl city, the city that couldn't hold a candle, a straight pin, a slave owner sins to you. You are the most beautiful dark that hosts the most private sorrows and feeds the hungriest ghosts. Thank you so much for listening to this audio, for spending your time with me. I really hope you enjoyed it, and I hope to talk to you soon.